A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You may recall that last week I spoke about three people whose lives were changed by a powerful but unexpected encounter with God. The first was a photojournalist named Linda Schaefer, who briefly met Mother Teresa of Calcutta at an airport on the day that she arrived in town. Linda Schaefer had been hired by a news agency to take photos of Mother Teresa at a time in her life when she was overcome with grief, having lost her young husband to cancer just a few months before. And yet somehow, her brief encounter with Mother Teresa so infused her with an unexpected joy that it set her on a spiritual path that ultimately healed her heart and led her to faith in Jesus Christ. The second example, which I mentioned last week, was that of the prophet Elijah. Alone among the prophets of the Old Covenant, the scripture says that Elijah did not die a natural death, but that he was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire at the end of his earthly days. This was a sign, the rabbi said, that Elijah was the greatest of all the prophets after Moses, and that one day he would return to announce the coming of the Lord. And yet in the passage which we read last week in the first book of Kings, we see Elijah at the lowest point of his ministry, when he had taken refuge in a cave hiding from his enemies. In fact, Elijah was so dispirited at that point in his ministry that he prayed to God to die. It was at this lowest point in his life that God revealed himself to Elijah, speaking to him in a tiny whispering sound. This experience of God's presence gave Elijah the strength he needed to go forth from the cave in which he had been hiding and to prophesy with great courage for the Lord. And then finally, we also spoke of Simon Peter. Peter, the impetuous apostle to whom our Lord had entrusted the keys of his kingdom. In last Sunday's gospel, we saw that Peter, alone among the 12, jumped from his tiny boat in the midst of a stormy sea when he saw Jesus walking on the water. Peter walked on water too, until he was seized with fear and doubt and began to sink amongst the waves. And it was then that Jesus stretched forth his mighty hand to rescue Peter from drowning. How often must Peter have thought back to that powerful encounter with Christ in the years before he gave his life for Jesus on a cross in Rome? In today's gospel, we have the story of another encounter with Christ that changed the life of a woman whose name we do not know, but whom St. Matthew identifies as a woman of Canaan. To understand what this means, a little background may be in order. You see, going back more than 1,000 years before the time of Christ, the Hebrew tribes that had been liberated from Egypt entered the land of Canaan. This was the land that God had once promised to Abraham and his descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey, which had been lost to the children of Israel when they went down to Egypt in a time of famine. There in Egypt, the Israelites would dwell as slaves for a period of 400 years until God raised up Moses to lead them back to the promised land. Under King David, the children of Israel succeeded in wresting the land of Canaan from its native inhabitants, driving them to points north. Now, if that seems unjust or unfair, the Bible tells us why God had rejected the Canaanites. In the Old Testament book of Wisdom, chapter 12, we read that the Canaanites engaged in practices that were odious and hateful to the Lord. First of all, they practiced sorcery and worshiped demons. Secondly, they sacrificed their own children to these strange gods and even ate the flesh of other men. If you read further in that chapter, however, the sacred author says that even though God would have been justified in wiping the children of Canaan from the face of the earth, the Lord instead had mercy on them, for he was their creator. And while he punished them by permitting the children of Israel to conquer their land, he allowed the Canaanites to settle in the north so that they might live to repent of their sinful ways. Concerning God's attitude toward the people of Canaan, the sacred author says, "You show mercy to everyone, O Lord, for you are the Lord of all." In today's gospel, we see that Jesus and his disciples had entered the land of Canaan. And a woman who dwelt there, having heard of Jesus and the great signs that he worked among the Israelites, and believing that he was a prophet sent by God, dared to approach Jesus and to beg him for mercy, not for herself, but for her daughter, who was possessed by an evil spirit. Sadly, bondage to evil spirits was common among the Canaanites because they practiced sorcery and worshiped false gods. My friends, we now live in a land where many Canaanites also dwell. Many of those whose parents and grandparents once worshiped the God of Israel have now rejected him or lost faith in him. They know not the word of God, and they have strayed far from the teachings of Jesus Christ. Yes, many people in our country today espouse New Age philosophy or embrace a secular gospel. They engage in occult practices that are as old as fallen man. And tragically, the scourge of abortion in our land has led to the shedding of innocent blood of our children on a scale far beyond that of Canaan of old. And so Canaan exists in America too. And the evil practices of the Canaanites have spread far and wide. And yet the woman of Canaan in today's gospel who approached Jesus was indeed a woman of great faith. She cried out to the Lord, "Have pity on me, Master." Now, if you turn to the original Greek of St. Matthew's Gospel in chapter 15, you see that the words of the Canaanite woman were these, "Kyrie eleison," "Lord, have mercy." These are the words of the prayer which we offered at the beginning of Mass today. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus' response to the woman sounded anything but merciful, however. As he put the woman's faith to the test, Jesus said, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." But the woman answered with humility and with great faith, "Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps which fall from the master's table." How many people today, in this time of political correctness in which we live, a time when people bristle at the slightest hint of disapproval or disrespect. How many people today would answer the Savior's question with the same humble faith? And for that humble faith, the woman's daughter was set free. In a moment, we will approach the altar of God, and as we prepare for our encounter with Christ, we will be invited to join the Canaanite woman whose daughter was healed, and to repeat the words of another Gentile believer whose name we do not know, the Roman centurion who came to Jesus to ask humbly that his servant be healed. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed." My friends, God loves you. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die for you. The only thing which can separate us from the love of Christ is mortal sin. For this reason, Jesus calls us to repent and receive the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit urges us to cry out to Jesus with humble faith, "Kyrie eleison," "Lord, have mercy." "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my sin. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed."